Hey everyone. It's early in the morning. It's about 4:30 here in Pineville, Missouri this morning. And today is Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday. I have a question. What's super about Super Tuesday? What's super about Super Tuesday? You know, we have the infighting, and now we have the love fest going on between Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg. I think I said his name right. Pete Buttigieg. And Joe Biden, all gathering around in great fellowship together. Super Tuesday. You know, there's nothing super about any day. You know, we're told in Scripture to one day be as another, not to set any one day over another. I'm not excited about Super Tuesday. And I drink the same coffee. I eat the same breakfast. I put gas in my car the same way. There's nothing super about Super Tuesday. The prize of the high calling of God's in Christ Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Trump is not my refuge. Biden is not my refuge. Bernie is not my refuge. You know, I love the way those politicians have their little signs. This is Bernie. This is Trump, you know. Oh, my. This is Biden, you know. There's nothing super about Super Tuesday. Welcome aboard, Troy Scarborough. You're up and at 'em early this morning. We're not to put one day over another day, you know. But you know what? Scripture says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with a bit and bride, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked. But he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. I consider as one of my mottos, Isaiah 26:4. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Don't put trust in princes and kings. Don't trust in Bernie. Don't trust in Trump. Don't trust in Gubajek, whatever his name is, Buttigieg. Don't trust in Biden, trust in Hillary, don't trust in Obama, Michelle, or either one of them. Trust ye in the Lord forever. That's where our trust needs to lie, is not? Welcome aboard, Nikki Nangavi. Glad to have you with us this morning. Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right and when ye turn to the left. In thy presence, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For in wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? the prize of the high calling is in God, in Christ Jesus, not in Donald Trump or Joe Biden. I don't consider this to be any other day other than just Tuesday, not Super Tuesday. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. I am thy exceeding great reward. Mark 19:21 and Philippians 3:14. Christ in the 17th chapter of Matthew prayed to his Father, saying, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. So shall we ever be with the Lord. John 17:24. Welcome aboard, Peter Poss. Welcome aboard, Sheely Barnabas. Man, there's a lot of you guys up and at them really early this morning. I don't know what time it is where you are, but it's about 4:30 in the morning here. You know, when I can't sleep and I'm just laying there, I figure, well, I might as well get up and read scripture and share the gospel and share the good news of God's grace. You know, we're told to set our affections on things above, not on things on the earth, Colossians 3:2. Seems like a lot of people are setting a lot of affections on the things on the earth. Literally millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars have gone into these elections. You got billionaires trying to buy the elections now. Literally billionaires. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Yes, Troy. Troy's 5:36 in Kentucky. Okay. You're at breakfast time. Thanks, Troy, for letting me know. I've been to Louisville, Kentucky. And it's a nice area out there. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. I wonder how many people dropped out of the race so they could go south with a lot of that money that people donated them. Have you ever thought about that? I wonder how much Bernie paid Klobuchar and Buttigieg to join his ranks. Quid pro quo. Lay not up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. We walk by faith, not by sight. We faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Well, you know, a lot of people are looking on the physical life right now. You would think that this coronavirus would be a wake-up call for people to see how fleeting this life is. We have an inheritance which is incorruptible, undefiled, and fadeth not away, that's reserved in 1:4. We are told to cast our burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Psalm 55:22, Isaiah 53:4, and Matthew 11:28-30. Our treasures are not on this earth. Our treasures are in heaven. Our Father is in heaven. Our Abba Father. You know, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be his name. His kingdom will come in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. No, there's nothing super about Super Tuesday. It's the super exaltation of the creature is what it is. You know, every time I see one of these campaign rallies, it reminds me of sheeple people. Have you ever went on a little trip out into the country and you've seen lines of cattle walking one behind another, following one behind another? There's a scripture that says something about that one leads another and they both fall into the ditch. Same thing with sheep. You got the one in the front and all the other ones just falling right along. Sheeple people. Come out from among them. Be separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. I don't believe in the argument of choosing the lesser of the two evils. I don't believe it. And I am a conscientious objector. I will not vote for anyone who's currently running for president of the United States because they are debauched. You know, I guess I probably wouldn't have voted for Pharaoh either if I was living during his time. You know, I'm not a part of the Super Tuesday plan. The gospel is not for sale. No, it never has been. Though many have tried to sell it, that's man's religion. The gospel is glad tidings to God's people, freely given to us by him, not a used car that you bid on an auction. Many have tried to hawk the gospel, but God tells us in his word, you can't sell it because God paid for it with his own blood. The Apostle Paul's focus was on Christ and him crucified. He told this beautiful story until they killed the Apostle Paul and he died. This for our remaining days to tell the wondrous story how Christ came to save. It's easy to get off track and focus on other things like Super Tuesday and political dinners and how the Republicans and Democrats sing. But there's nothing more important that the Christians should do than proclaiming that Christ was crucified to the world too. We cannot add to or subtract from the bride of Christ, but preaching the gospel like Paul should for us suffice. So let's not pretend we're proclaiming Christ and him crucified when we're never telling the world that for sinners he did die. Worthy is the Lamb to receive glory, honor, and power. Christ has put all things under his feet. Praise God for the mercy seat, or Satan would God's people devour. To think that Christ sits in glory interceding for me should give me enough reason to praise and honor the Son for dying on the cross. The work of salvation's already done. Well, you know, there's a lot of people right now preoccupied with Super Tuesday, with politics. Why are you here? Why am I here? Have you ever thought about why you are here? Was it just fate? Have you ever wished you'd never been born? You know, I remember when I was young, I went to my mom one day. I was probably, oh, I don't know, 10, maybe 10 years old. And I said to her, "Why did you even have me? I didn't choose to be born. Why did you have me anyway?" She looked at me. You know? Have you ever wished you'd never been born? In this present life you've grown to hate? Well, I had someone recently tell me they were going to take their own life. The person said she was tired of all the strife. Life can be a bitter pill. It can cut you like a knife. There's an answer for sinners in God's holy word. When you suggest this to some, they might say, "This would never work for me." To see what God should say in light of eternity. Well, only God can reveal himself to lost souls. He does their destiny, their future control. I told this angry person who threatened to take her own life that she could only do it if God had ordained this plight. You know, once we understand that God is in control, it gives us great comfort to our never-dying souls. Well, this morning, I'm glad that we are serving an eternal king, not a four-year term president. I'm glad we're serving the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. Peace I give unto you, not as the world give I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The Prince of Peace has spoken, and his sheep have heard. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Yes, the Prince of Peace has spoken, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Well, you know, Satan has his kings and his kingdoms down here. God has ordained everything that comes to pass, even he is over all principalities. Colossians 1 tells us that all things were created by him and for him, and there's not anything that was created that wasn't created by Christ. All things were made by him, and all things were made for him. You know, the sun brings light to our world and brightens our path and gives us heat. The Son of God gives us spiritual light to our soul to make our path a joyful retreat. Darkness in the middle of the night is absent of any light. Satan is full of darkness and leaves the sinner with this plight. The sunshine gives our plants and flowers life anew. The Son of God does the same thing to his people's spirits, too. Darkness brings the chill and hides our view. Satan in his kingdom does the same thing, too. The sun always comes up after the storm to take away the darkness, keeping us from harm. The Son of God has shined his light into our hearts and gives us peace that passeth understanding, never to depart. I'm glad that we have the eternal sun shining in our hearts this morning. I'm glad that we don't have to trust in men to bring us joy or protection or economic wealth or anything. We only trust in God. Our trust is in him, not in man. Our trust is in the eternal Son of God, the creator of the universe, our redeemer, our friend, our Abba Father. You know, I want to conclude this morning, the time that we've had together this morning, with this thought. The Lord loves his children forever. And everlasting love means his love he will never sever. He's with us through the ups and downs of our life and is with us amidst all this strife. Whatever his children go through, he's right there with them, aiding, supporting, and sustaining them. He intercedes for us before his Father, too. When we don't know how to pray, he's praying for me and you. So the next time you're in a trial and a major So the next time you're in a trial and a major test, just cry out to Jesus and he will do the rest. We couldn't even cry out to him if we were not his daughters and sons, for they are adopted into his family. His work is already done. Well, may the good Lord be with you all in a special way today. Troy, Nikki, Kaiser Mahati, Peter Paz Nelson, Chile Barnabas, and all others that have joined us as well. Appreciate you joining us for our little breakfast club this morning. You know, I'm glad that God has shown us mercy and grace. And so on this Super Tuesday, just remember, let's not place our trust in man, but let us look to our Abba Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us, who's coming again. And I'm looking forward to meeting you all at the marriage supper of the Lamb. God bless.